baby, you'll know how light she is. You'll know how little she weighs. I'm so mindful whenever I hold a newborn baby of the head, right? Because they can't hold their head up on their own, so you've got to make sure that you put your hand back there. It doesn't flop around. So whether you're the mother or the father, or the grandmother or the grandfather, or the aunt or the uncle, or the friend or a loved one, you've got to hold the head. You've got to be so careful because she's so. I don't know why it is that God does what God does. And I don't know why it is that God decided to send to us the Word in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, in the form of a fragile baby who couldn't even hold up his own head. I mean, if it was up to me, it would make sense that if I was going to put the world back together, you know, if I was going to establish a kingdom of peace and justice, I wouldn't send a fragile baby. I'd send a fire-breathing dragon. Maybe an armor-clad giant. I'd send a king that was wealthy and powerful. But that's not our story tonight. The story that we have been telling in the church for thousands of years and which we celebrate tonight isn't about dragons and giants and powerful kings. It's about a fragile baby born in the middle of nowhere to nobody. In a world that was silent because no one cared about them or about him and wouldn't for a long time. Two things I hope you'll take with you tonight. The first one I've already shared is that tonight Jesus is so fragile. And so is the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love that Jesus represents. They're still so fragile tonight. And this is where we come in. The second thing I hope you take away tonight is that in the story, for reasons that I don't understand, God decided to partner with us. And Mary and Joseph, people like us. Instead, I want you to nurture the baby. I want you to be midwives and God-bearers of Jesus to the world. I want you to bring about hope and peace and joy and love. The baby's so fragile, but God said to us, I want you to be the ones who help to bring it about. I don't need to tell you that hope, peace, joy, and love, well, there's a deficit of those in our world. Now, hope, there's so much hopelessness. I see it all the time. Peace, there is a scarcity of peace. Just read the headlines. And with joy, there is joylessness. And with God's love, well, God's love is still too hot to handle in our world. And people don't want to talk about it or hear about it most of the time. So in that sort of world, in a world that still doesn't care about the nobody and born in the middle of nowhere, we are called to be God-bearers and midwives of hope, of peace, of joy, and of love. Friends, it's a sacred calling. And I wonder if we'll do it this year. Friends, let's do that this year.